Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. I'm Dan Hyman. Neither President Donald Trump nor his lawyers will take part in an impeachment hearing when the process moves to the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday. A letter to the chairman of Judiciary from the White House counsel protested that the process was unlikely to be fair for Trump, echoing ongoing Republican attacks. Some Democrats have scoffed at this, pointing out that the president is blocking important witnesses from testifying and now seems unwilling to even present a defense. Meanwhile, one of Trump's allies, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, is calling for the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to testify. Schiff, a Democrat, says he will not appear. He says Republican calls for him to testify show they are not serious about the substance of the charges that Trump tried to extort dirt on a domestic political opponent from Ukraine by withholding military aid for several months earlier this year. Six states are looking at banning the sale and marketing of e-cigarettes. In Maryland, the proposal to do that comes with what supporters describe as an additional effort towards social justice.
The legislation is sponsored in the House of Delegates by Prince George's County Democrat Derek Davis and is planned for the next General Assembly session starting next month. It calls for a partial or all-out ban on the tobacco products and also targets menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars, according to Laura Hale with the state's American Heart Association chapter. She says that in addition to tackling a public health crisis, the potential ban is a fight for social justice.
Communities of color have been targeted, especially around menthol cigarettes and flavored little cigars, for decades. And so if we don't include those products, we're leaving those communities behind.
As of November 20th, more than 2,000 people in the nation had been sickened from e-cigarettes, and 47 deaths were reported to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For Public News Service, I'm Diane Bernard.
South Dakota, like some other low-population rural states, is facing a shortage of nursing homes and elderly care facilities.
The Hudson Care and Rehab Center in the southeastern corner of the state was the most recent closure and marked the sixth nursing home center closure in the past year and a half. Mark Deek with the South Dakota Healthcare Association calls the closures a crisis.
The primary factor is underfunding. South Dakota has one of the largest Medicaid gaps in the country.
More than half of the total resident population in nursing centers relies on Medicaid to pay for their care. South Dakota lawmakers authorized a 10% increase in Medicaid reimbursement for the state's nursing facilities earlier this year, but Deek says nursing centers still lose an average of $42 per day for each resident paying through Medicaid. For Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
This is PNS. A recent study found 2 million Americans, often in poor and minority communities, lack access to clean water. That's a huge issue for the Navajo Nation, in spite of long-standing water rights in an area where those are precious.
Study Closing the Water Access Gap says while the Navajo tribe owns water rights, 30% of the more than 330,000 residents on the reservation must drive for up to 4 hours to haul barrels of water to their homes. Sarah Porter with the Kyle Center for Water Policy says the lack of resources along with inaction by the federal government keeps many Navajo from access to clean water.
Funding for infrastructure so that they can actually benefit from that water. It doesn't do any good to have a giant water right if you don't have the things you need to take advantage of the water.
The study is produced by the group Dig Deep and the U.S. Water Alliance. The Indian Health Service estimates that it would cost $200 million to provide basic water and sanitation access to all Navajo homes. Mark Richardson reporting.
It's a nagging, or maybe we could say lagging, problem in many rural areas. Poor internet service. Idaho, for example, ranks 43rd in connectivity, but one Boise CEO says there is a cooperative model similar to municipal nonprofit broadband or rural electrification that could help.
CEO of Edge Spectrum in Boise, Todd Achilles, says the state has a light-touch regulatory environment, leaving the private sector with little competition and not much incentive to invest in hard-to-reach areas. But Achilles believes the state already has a framework to improve this. A century of public irrigation districts and nonprofit irrigation companies proves this model works.
Let's modernize it for data packets and internet protocol and use that to become as world-class in broadband infrastructure as we are in the ag sector.
Achilles notes that there are benefits for families. High school graduation rates and middle school reading and math scores are higher. North Dakota also could be a model. In the 1990s, the state's telecom provider began selling off parts of its network to local co-ops and rural companies. Achilles says that removed profit incentives, and the telecom infrastructure took off. North Dakota now ranks 17th in connectivity. For Public News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
For sick coral reefs, one trick might be to fake it till you make it. The Washington Post reports that researchers used underwater speakers to broadcast the sound of healthy coral colonies in sick parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef for 6 weeks. They say twice as many fish came to those areas as spots without the speakers, which could help counteract the reef's decline. As one researcher said, it turns out a healthy reef is a noisy place. Juvenile fish looking for where to settle home in on the crackle of snapping shrimp and the whoops and grunts of other fish. I'm Dan Hyman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.